we're a desperate team that want to get back to playing finals footy.
Just try and enjoy the journey because it won't be there forever.
We're just trying to build respect and trying to change the perception around Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, this is just an absolute gift showing us where we need to work on.
Best didn't get us the win, but all we can ask is to bring out the best we can bring.
Thinking, what have I done? You know, how did it happen?
You don't just give kids games because they're high draft picks. That's as simple as that.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all to the Sanctum today. We're heading to the Ricoh Centre at Waverley, where the Hawks are probably getting ready for another big game this Sunday against Essendon. And at UTAS Stadium in Launceston as well. That's right, Launceston, not the MCG, a move. I wonder what Tom Mitchell thinks about that, who's our champ from the Hawks on the Inner Sanctum. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Nice to have you with us. Now, the MCG is a bit different to UTAS Stadium, as you well know. Essendon down there is going to be a very different encounter. How are you feeling about all that?
Yeah, I suppose that's, you know, it's a summary of where things are at with COVID, I guess. You just sort of have to roll with the punches. And, yeah, typically Hawthorn and Essendon have always played at the G, but it will be a little bit different in Tassie. But I think it's a promising sign that we can get fans along down in Tassie. So I think everyone's pretty happy about that.
What about, because I'm starting to get jack of this whole lockdown thing and the restrictions and all that sort of stuff. And I know it's the world we live in. But from a game, from a professional football perspective, are you had enough of having to work on the fly and have things change all the time and get your head around that? Because athletes more often than are pretty much creatures of habit and routine.
Yeah, I guess so. In a way, sometimes when things are very last minute, you just have to adapt. But I don't think we're any different to anyone else, really. There's always things seem to be popping up. So, I think we've been able to adapt quite well. And just whatever comes your way, you just got to deal with it.
Well, that's on Sunday against the Bombers down there at Tasmania. What about the weekend's performance against the Swans? I mean, that was the Hawks of old. Tom, where'd that come from?
Yeah, no, good question. We've probably been waiting for that sort of performance all year, really. And, to show four quarters of tough footy was, the way we want to play. So hopefully the second half of the year we can see some more of that consistently.
Well, it was a huge win up in Sydney. What was that like? Because it's obviously been a bit of a tough year for Hawthorn, as an understatement. The three wins only, that was a third one you've got. What was it about the performance that enabled you to get over the line against the Sydney?
I think the bye did enable us to reset and reflect on what had and hadn't worked in the first part of the season. And we sort of just had a few real basic, focus points. Really stripping the game back, to its simple form and just to execute on those things. So, we sort of came to play from the start and, we were able to carry that performance out throughout the whole game, which was pleasing.
Well, tell me about the performance of one of your mid-season draftees, Jai Newcombe. He'd only been drafted just over a week before that game, came out with 14 tackles. It's the best of any rookie that we've ever seen at AFL level. What was that like to see up close?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I'd actually never seen Jai play before.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, it was a crazy week. You know, he wasn't even on the list. And then they've just thrown him in the deep end straight into AFL footy.
Yeah.
Seen a few highlights and things like that and probably done, two training sessions with him. And then I was like, yeah, this kid's all right. He has a go and he tackles hard. And, for a 19-year-old, it's bloody impressive. So can't wait to see what he can do for not only the rest of this year, but in his career.
14 tackles, that would be exhausting, wouldn't it? Is that a tiring thing to do? What's your best ever, Tom? You got up around 14.
I don't know if I had 14 before, so I couldn't tell you. It's tiring.
Well, as Kevin Butler says in this conversation all the time, Sherelle and Tom, there's no point tackling when they've got the ball.
No.
Tom's often got the ball.
Yeah, that is very true. Very true.
That's right. Hey, Tom, I've been dying to talk to you because of what happened on Friday night, because you could tell after 5 minutes that the purpose was there, the intensity was there, and then we hear about boxing sessions and all sorts of things. What the hell happened in the build-up to actually see this sort of performance? Because it was so different to the game previous against the Suns at the same venue.
Yeah, it was only a few weeks earlier where we were quite the opposite sort of team. So I think it was a bit of a mindset shift, but also the way we decided to play and the way we were defending as a team. And just, the basic things like sort of trying to be tough around the footy. They were the real simple things we tried to do. And We sort of had energy to defend just because of the way we did that. So that was helpful.
Did you feel that straight away that... Because I must confess, watching it on the television after 5 minutes, I thought, oh, God, you're in this game big time. It just felt different. What was it like playing it?
Yeah, it felt like that playing as well. And, yeah, I think once you do get a few goals, confidence builds, and then you can sort of get momentum and everyone sort of jumps on board. So I guess the challenge is that when the momentum goes against you, having enough players to push back. But, in this instance, it was really good that everyone was on board and we just kept playing.
And what about you personally? Because you played like an animal at times on Friday night. That contested brand was back. I mean, you've been getting plenty of the footy this year, but it did seem that you were even yourself playing with a bit of additional purpose. Now, I might be being unfair there, but it did feel different watching you play.
Yeah, I was probably no different to any other player on the list, really. A bit of reflecting as to what we could do better, both individually as a team. Put plenty of work in over the bye week, had a few days to sort of switch off, but then, recognise some areas and improvement areas to try and make an impact for the team. So I think a number of our players did that, which was really good.
Yeah, well, it was great to watch, I must admit, from a Hawthorn perspective. Oh, by the way, I've done some numbers. Round 11, 2016, you had 14 tackles.
Ooh.
When you're a Swan playing the Gold Coast Suns, and you've had 13 three times as well. So you've been around the mark there, Tommy.
Yeah, I might have cut myself a bit short, but no, don't reckon I've done it on debut, so pretty impressive guy.
No, you certainly didn't do it on debut. Why do you mention the boxing sessions? Has there been a reassessment of how much we'll be doing, considering what's happened to Mitch Lewis and the conversation on the back of that?
Well, I think every club trains, physically in some capacity, whether it be on the track or off the track. Obviously, physicality is a part of footy.
Yep.
You can't avoid it. You need to train it in some way to, bring it on game day. It's not one of those things you can just switch on and off. So, yeah, we've explored different ways to try and get that out of our playing group. And sometimes things work, sometimes things don't. But I think it is important, to try and find what works for each team, because it's such a big part of the game.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. We've got a lot of people talking at the moment, in not just from a training perspective, but also on the field. And I'd love to get your take on the David McKay, Hunter Clark situation. Not looking for a headline or anything, but you're one of those guys that's constantly around the ball and players are firing at you to try and get it off you when you're in those contested situations. I'm sure you've found yourself in situations where you've seen players coming at you to contest the ball, but also take your body as well. What's your take on the McKay Clark situation?
No, it's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah, like you said, I definitely don't want to make a headline. I'm not really sure what to make of it. I think the AFL and what they're trying to do is obviously protect players and head injuries, and that's a priority. And you can understand why with the research that's going into concussion and things like that. So I do think that if you are running 100% speed into a contested situation, that may be a part of the game that's gone. Now, you may have to be a little bit more cautious, and I just think that's the way that it's going to go, but it'd be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah. Now, you were in the headlines last week when the talk was that you were happy to move clubs. Now, we've asked you that question previously on this program, but when you saw it written, how did you feel?
I was a little bit surprised, to be honest. I spoke to my manager straight afterwards, and he said that he hadn't spoken with anyone. So I was as shocked as anyone, really. But, like I've always said, I'm very happy at Hawthorn. I've been able to play my best footy at this club, and, I love it here. I love all the players, the staff, and I want to be there for the journey ahead. So, looking forward to getting down to Tassie this week against Essendon, hopefully building on last week's game, and just keep seeing where it takes us.
Did it make you a bit emotional? Because as I said, you played with a bit of extra sting to you, but there'd been a lot talked about Hawthorn after that Suns game about needing to rebuild and Clarko's future, all these sorts of things. It's amazing the difference a win makes, and then all of a sudden the commentary is different. But did it prick you a bit?
Nah, I don't really listen to the commentary. I think, there's so many things written and said that, a lot of times people with the opinions don't have the proper information anyway, so you try just to ignore it, really. It's just like, just get on with it and focus on what you can control, and everything else is a little bit irrelevant. So that's sort of the approach that all our players try and have. You can't control the external noise, so no point really worrying about it.
And before I let you go, there's a question off the SMS, which I'm sort of into as well. It's the setup for the buys and the bye weeks. The 3-week games, a 3-week period at the moment where some teams have the bye and others keep playing, and we do that for 3 weeks in a row. Do you like that system, or do you lose track of the competition? Are you focused on things outside of that, or would you like a weekend off just for everyone?
I'm really not too opinionated with whichever way they decide to do that. I actually don't mind having footy on each weekend. I think the fans, whether your teams play or not, do enjoy watching a game. So, I'm probably in the boat of, if I had to choose, spreading it out over a couple of weeks, and at least there's, something to watch. And, I also like the idea of Thursday night footy. I feel the more footy that's on TV, people love it. So if you've got Thursday to Sunday footy, it's a pretty good weekend.
Oh, I'm more than okay with Thursday. I think it's a great way to start the footy weekend. You're not there this week. You're ending the footy weekend this week with the game against the Bombers at Utah Stadium on Sunday, 3:20. Check your local guides. It's going to be a very, very interesting encounter, Tom. Always great to catch up, mate. Well done on the weekend. Hopefully another big performance on Sunday. Go get them.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.